Now we're talking about the woof and the warp, the alpha and omega of confronting when we're talking right there in that process, worth confronting. Is there such a thing as can't confront at all? I'm afraid there isn't. I'm afraid there are only things which are difficult to confront. Now I'll give you another manifestation here which turns up on another process. And that other process runs like this. Mock up something you've got to confront. And what do we get? We get the standard run-of-the-mill Homo sapiens nonsense. Five alarm fires, funerals, that sort of thing. But we also get work. Now, only in a few nations anymore here on Earth is work considered to be non-harmful. In the bulk of nations and amongst the bulk of populaces, work is considered to be about the last thing that anybody should ever be expected to confront. Here's the main thing, then. An individual who has maybe been running this, he's been running a Caterpillar tractor, and it's had to confront great banks of dirt. The duress with which he throws himself into that job is a got to confront. And one day he didn't feel well. He was getting along all right on the job, and he didn't feel well. And something of the sort, and he still had to confront it. And another day, why, it was bad weather, and he certainly didn't want to do that job, and he had to confront it. And another day, he'd met a good-looking girl the night before, and he certainly didn't want to come to work that morning, and he had to confront it just the same. So this mock-up, something you've got to confront, returns in mock-up most of the tools of a trade of an individual in this society at this time. That's rather unusual, by the way. The Anglo-American view is to put a tremendous amount of kick in the pants on this thing called work. The way you work out work as something that is impossible for anybody to confront is this way. Every time a child tries to perform any work, you discourage him. So you say, oh, get out of my way, it's too much trouble to show you, you're in my road. And by the time he's 6 or 7, he's thoroughly educated that he will not be permitted to work, you see. Then they keep him in that state with a bunch of laws of one kind or another, so that this amount of child labor and so forth won't get in the road of the trade unions and Dave Becks and Hoffas and other people. And they work him on up, and by the time they realize the police have a vested interest in crime, and they have to move him up there to the good, high-quality status juvenile delinquent, you see, in his teens. So they get into a lot of trouble, and nobody will permit him to work then either. By the way, if anybody's going to work in the U.S. anymore as a child, he actually has to get permission from his teacher, and his grades have to be at a certain level, and there's all kinds of complications concerning this thing. That's why you don't get your newspapers on time. Anyway, all the ways kids had of getting jobs and getting money and getting out from underneath the tremendous dependence of family were all swept away in some super saccharine idiocy on the subject of children mustn't work. All right, now we get this fellow all the way up the line, see? Get him up there to 18, 19, 20, something on the order. I don't know when they let him. I suppose if he goes through college, get him when he's 40 or 50 or whenever they got out through college. And we insist he get married, see? And then we show him that he's got to work. Then we have happy factories and happy plants, and we never have labor troubles or anything, and life goes on, sweetness and light. We never have economic repercussions. I'd say it's just around the corner where somebody'd have to stand with a bullwhip if they continue these particular tactics on work, to make somebody front up to a lathe or something like that, or a Caterpillar tractor. It'd just be a bullwhip job. This is how you make a future slavery for a nation. But here you've got one of these super duress got to confronts, don't you see? So work is a got to confront in this country. No wonder people get tired. Because every time you put them into a got to confront, then you run them into all the emergencies.